You've been waiting all week, and it's finally here. It's another episode of The Wake Up Call. And now, Ren and David.
Gosh, Ren.
Yeah, that was pretty tasty.
Yeah, I had my toe tapping for sure. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? It's another. I got to quit doing that hay stuff.
Hay is for horses and jackasses like you.
Oh, nice. I've never heard that. I've heard
you haven't?
Hay's cheap, grass is free. I don't know, something to that. Yeah, I've never heard that one.
No, well, there you go. Every time you say it, I'll just say that again and you'll get sick of it soon enough.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, yeah.
But it is the KSJE Sunday Morning Wake Up Call. I assume that's what you were trying to say?
I was trying to get that out with my friend, Ren.
And my buddy, Dave.
I don't know. Let's see. You know what? That music was like toe tapping.
Absolutely.
And you know what the type of music that is? I know you do.
I do, only because you told me.
I spent some time in Louisiana. My oldest boy was born in Natchitoches, Louisiana. And it's Zydeco stuff, and that's, you know, that's French. That is Zerico is the French terminology for that. But it's just a music genre that involves Southwest Louisiana by French Creole speakers. And you got to realize that they do speak French, but it's not the French that you learned in school.
It's a completely different version.
And when they get going, it's like, but you know.
Mon cher. I only know mon cher.
And it's mon ami. And I can have that call to me several times when I'm trying to make a point. And it'd be like, mon ami. So I needed to learn that mon ami stuff.
And mon ami. I still call my friends mon ami. That is French, of course. I recognize that. But I'm sure they use different words that I would not be familiar with.
And I had a lady that worked for me that's back in the day, I managed Sears stores, and my assistant manager was just as Cajun, deep Cajun as I swear she was born on the swamp or in the swamp. but I just absolutely adored her. Called me Mr. Mills.
Mr. Mills.
And she would come in on Fridays, every other Friday. She had every other weekend off. Mm. But her husband was a supervisor, an offshore rig, So he came in every other weekend, and she would come running into my office. Mr. Mills, can I get up a little early today? That's pretty good. That's pretty close to the way she talked.
I liked the character voice you gave her.
And she goes, I can't remember his name, Bubba something. He's going to be home soon. If I'm not there, he starts without me. And I'm like, starts what, Catherine? And I'm like, oh, never mind.
I'm not sure I want to know. Yeah, exactly. Just get out of here. Did you give her the time off?
Oh, yeah. I always let her go. She was one of the best I had. She convinced a guy that forced her. I may or not told this story, but she was closing one night. And that's when we closed at like 5 o'clock, 5:30. And she had put her bags down on the washer that was in the front door, at the front door, and she unlocked the door, turned around, and as she turned to get her bags, the guy came in up behind her with a gun.
Oh no.
Yeah.
And that's horrible.
And took her in the back and tied her up and tried to get her to open the safe, and she convinced him she didn't know how to open that safe.
Nice.
She takes it a step further, though. She's all tied up back there, and I guess he's rummaging around there.
Uh-huh.
And she gets untied.
What?
And then runs smack dab into him and chases his butt out of the store.
Yeah! What a warrior.
He did get the money in her purse, which was a couple $100. But and we reimbursed her, and I don't know whether they ever caught the guy or not. But yeah.
Man, what a hero.
Yeah, yeah. She was feisty, I'm telling you right now. She was a little bitty thing, too. I mean, she wasn't big
it's
as
always,
a minute.
It's always the little ladies that are the feistiest, I swear.
But she was true Cajun, and that's what we're going to celebrate. A little Creole today is what we're
celebrating. I'm excited.
And to boot, I made some gumbo that I learned how to make from a nice Creole lady when I lived in Louisiana.
Delicious.
Oh, well, thank you. I thought it turned out very good. I was a little worried about it at first, but no, I think it turned out pretty decent.
Yeah, perfect, especially with the all the flavors that come together. It's such a unique flavor blend.
Well, it's just like a hodgepodge. I mean, you know, there does have shrimp and it does have andouille sausage in it. And you can do any kind of gumbo, chicken, whatever. But all the peppers and, you know, like green and red peppers and onion and mushrooms and okra. And you were the one that made me think about I need to get the okra. I forgot about the okra.
Yeah. The few times I've had gumbo, it always has okra in it.
Yeah. I don't know. There's just something about that flavor. Kind of goes together.
So good.
All right. Well, I know we've got a pretty decent music list pulled, but they all.
Because you made it. Yeah, so good job.
Thank you so much. But I'm going to forewarn everybody and you as well, because I know you haven't heard them all yet, but they all sound the same.
It's a genre dive, you know? It is. It's a very specific genre from a very specific part of the country. I mean, you'll get a very good taste of Zydeco today.
For sure. And we'll have some more information about it, too, as the show progresses.
Oh, yeah. But until then, this is CJ Chenier. CJ Chenier. Chenier.
You did a whole lot better than I would have done.
CJ Shiner with Zydeco Cha-Cha-Cha.
When I get back home to you. Everybody telling me, everybody telling me those lies. Lies about you, darling. Hey, baby, I'm on my way back home to you.
You know, you can tell my explanation. A lot of this, it is that Zydeco music. It blends blues. Well, here's how the explanation is from Wikipedia. It blends blues, rhythm and blues, and music indigenous to the Louisiana Creoles and the Native American people of Louisiana.
Nice.
Although it has a distinct in its origin from the Cajun music in Louisiana, the two forms influenced each other, forming a complex genre native to that region. And, you know, you can, whenever one comes on at any time, you don't really hear it on the radio unless you're in Louisiana.
Yeah.
When, you know, you just don't hear it.
Yeah, you really only hear it. I mean, it's undeniable. It's iconic because whenever there's a movie that takes place in Louisiana, especially if they're in Cajun country,
right,
there's going to be somebody on, what do you call those? Weird Al plays them. Squeeze
accordion.
Box. Accordion. Yeah. I keep wanting to say Acadia, but that's what Cajun country is called. I was looking it up on Wikipedia a little
Absolutely.
Bit. Acadiana is what Cajun country is called. It's that southern part of Louisiana. But you hear the accordion and you immediately recognize that music with that area.
We'll be back after a quick break. Traeger's Bar prides itself in bringing together positive people and sophisticated spirits. A truly welcoming group with New Mexico roots, locally owned and operated, Traeger's offers specialty drinks, classic libations, domestic and craft beers, wine, and cocktails. And for folks feeling a tad peckish, the doghouse is right off the patio with hot dogs, wings, nachos, and much more. Located at 5170 College Boulevard in Farmington, their website is traegersbar.com.
They typically, though, had the smaller accordion, the one that was round.
Yeah.
And had the buttons at your fingertips, although the other one does, too, but it didn't have the keyboard on it, I guess.
Yeah, it wasn't the big giant one. It was the little one.
Yeah.
Concertina?
They used that one, too, but typically, whenever I saw them playing, it was the small, round one that they were playing.
And I'm pretty sure that's called a concertina.
Really?
Yeah, I looked it up a while ago because I wanted to learn how to play it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it looked like it'd be easy enough, but you know, that stuff always looks easier than it actually
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely. They make it look easy. I just think that it's a really pretty instrument, and it's like super common all over the world in multiple different types of music. You know, the Creole use it in their music, and so do the Irish. So yeah. It's all over the place. But
well, and it's just cool. That's all there's to it.
It's cool. It looks cool. It looks a little cooler than your regular accordion that's like giant that you have to haul around on your chest. You have a little one in your hand. You can really get fancy with it.
All right. Well, listen, have you got a rant for me today?
I sure do.
I know we've been doing the Oscars, so, and they actually, are they this weekend or next weekend?
This weekend.
This weekend tonight.
Yeah, March 10th.
Oh, this weekend that this airs. Yeah, this will be out. You're right.
Tonight. So hopefully you're listening to this right before the ceremony.
There you go.
I'm not going to be able to get through. I watched every single Best Picture nominee, but I'm not going to be able to talk about all of them. I think the only two that I haven't talked about yet are The Zone of Interest and Maestro. And speaking of...
Here we go. Maestro!
I am talking about Maestro today, starring Bradley Cooper and Carey Mulligan. It tells the story of... Leonard Bernstein. You know Leonard Bernstein?
I do, absolutely.
The famous composer, conductor, and his sort of turbulent life and his really emotional connection with his wife. This is sort of a passion project for Bradley Cooper. He's been kind of... He's been a little over the top with his admiration for Leonard Bernstein in interviews. You might look it up. Like, there's this one where he's crying thinking about the death of Leonard Bernstein right in front of Leonard Bernstein's children, and it's hey man, maybe it's not your place to talk about it. Maybe let the kids talk about their father. But regardless, the movie's okay. I think the story's a little muddled. It wants to tell the story of Leonard Bernstein, but it also wants to focus on his wife and their marriage. I wish they kind of just picked one element or the other.
Right.
Do they want it to be sort of a historical biography picture, or do they want it to be this sort of tragic love story? Overall, the performances were great. I ended up really enjoying Bradley Cooper playing Leonard Bernstein. He wears a prosthetic nose for some reason, even though I couldn't even really tell when I was watching the movie. Carey Mulligan, who plays his wife, whose name I can't remember right now. Oh, she's lovely. She's got the classic transatlantic accent because she's a classically trained actress. And it's got some good scenes in it, some great acting moments. But overall, I just sort of felt the story was kind of muddy. And I think the movie overall was a little overhyped. But if you're into music and musicians, there's some really great sequences in this movie where Bradley Cooper is actually conducting an orchestra. And whether he's doing it correctly or not, I don't know, but he's really getting into it, and it's really fun to watch.
Cool. Well, I like Bradley.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Good on... it's on Netflix. That's what it's on.
Oh, cool. Well, I can watch that.
Yeah. So check out Maestro if you want. Or don't.
You recommend, though.
Yeah, I'd recommend it. Okay. Yeah, it's not bad.
All right.
So there you go.
Not 20 thumbs up, but it's okay.
No, it's okay.
Right.
Admittedly, I wasn't too crazy about a lot of the movies nominated for awards this year.
We've had that conversation
at the Oscars.
Yeah,
I don't think any of them are particularly bad, But none of them really put wind in my sails and made me excited to watch the ceremony tonight. But I will be watching it regardless.
All right. Well, listen, if you have some suggestions or want to give Rin some feedback on her rants.
Maybe you loved Maestro.
You can email us at innerwestconcepts.com. All one word, all lowercase. It's I-N-T-E-R-W-E-S-T concepts.com. We'd love to hear from you. Any kind of input, output. We don't have an email to answer today, so we'd like to have one of those too, if you'd like to give us one.
Yes, please. If you're in need of advice, we're here. We're free.
Or if you want, I'll share my gumbo recipe with you. Oh,
he will. He's dying to do it.
I hate to say this, but I think I outdid myself on the gumbo.
Mwah, it was delicious.
Yeah, it reminded me of living in Louisiana once again.
Who's that guy I was looking at? Chef Justin?
Yeah, Justin Wilson.
Justin Wilson.
Yeah.
Who's known for being Cajun.
Yeah, and you know, he always had a joke. He always told a joke. Mm-hmm. Always either started or finished with a joke. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got his cookbook. I was a big fan of Justin's for sure. Justin. Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I've never heard of this guy until a couple weeks ago when I told my grandpa we were going to be doing a Cajun Zydeco show. He was like, oh, that's like that one guy, that chef guy. And I Googled famous Cajun chef, and his name was the first one that popped up.
Oh, absolutely.
So he's undeniably the Cajun chef.
Yeah. There's another guy now. He's a crawfish guy. I don't remember his name, but I've been following him, too. He harvests his crawfish, but he also cooks, and he does all kinds of, I can't remember the guy's name. Blonde, long hair.
Ooh.
Heavy set. Yeah, big dude. He spends a lot of time in the water, harvesting. You see him harvesting the crawfish and all that, and catching fish and all that kind of stuff.
That's cool. Well, I only ever trust the chefs that have a little meat on their bones because, they enjoy food. They know what they're talking about.
Well, and he talks the talk and he walks the walk. That's it, too.
Yeah, he's like really involved in the production standpoint. Yeah.
All right, so we're doing Zydeco music today in honor. We just had Mardi Gras, and I had some information about Mardi Gras, but it is a religious holiday, and it happens. I think I sent you. I don't remember, but there's certain times of the year that it happens, and it comes after Lent. I don't remember.
It's Fat Tuesday, right?
Fat Tuesday is the start of it, I think.
Yeah, it's like your last hurrah before Lent, if I'm not mistaken.
That's exactly right.
You
that's where
eat I'm going. And you party that. Before right. you give up all that stuff
that's
for
right.
Lent.
Yeah. Right. That's exactly what it is.
So. And if I remember correctly, Mardi is French for Tuesday, and then gras is fat or big.
Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That works. But because of how French is set up, you put the describing word after the noun.
Right.
So it would be Tuesday fat, right? Yeah. 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 I know these things.
I'll play us another one. What
you
do you say?
It.
A little Zydeco music for our wonderful Sunday morning.
Yeah, you bet. This one is Cupid with Do It With Your Boots On.
Oh, that sounds like a good plan. My motto.
You looking good, huh? Yeah. But you look better with them boots on. You doing good, huh?
Boots on. I'll take you back just a little bit, y'all, to my first cassette. A little something called Co-Fair, y'all. Yeah, toi. Taking you back a little bit, y'all.
We'll be back after a quick break. Is your to-do list too much of a load? Is your business piling up? Well, you're in luck. Have you heard the scoop on the Poop Group? Whether it's poop stool, duty dump, whatever happens at your dog's rump, we'll take care of it. We are Farmington's one and only poop scooper. We provide weekly, bi-weekly, and monthly pet waste removal services. Call or text 505-330-0081 to schedule your poop scooping today. Don't be fickle with your fecal matter. Call the Poop Group, where your dog's business is our business.
Thank you, Keith Frank. And the Solu Zydeco Band.
You know, the origin of the term Zydeco is extremely uncertain. One theory, it's derived from the French phrase les harcots.
Okay.
And I'm sure I'm butchering that. Saint Paul Soleil, which when spoken in Louisiana French, it's pronounced les haricots. So pour soleil. And I think that's about as close as I can get to it. But it literally translates as the green beans aren't salted. It is used to express hardship.
Yeah, I mean, man, I hate it when my green beans aren't salted.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to start saying that now when everything starts falling apart around me. Man, these green beans aren't salted.
Oh, it's the KSJA.
You're switching from French back to English.
I'm trying to. It's the KSJE, Saturday Morning Wake Up Call, with my friend Ren.
And my buddy Dave.
And we're doing Heaven Gumbo.
Heaven Gumbo.
And playing
delicious.
A little Zydeco music.
Zydeco music. That kind of reminds me of, like, I love it when we get words from different languages, but it's because we misunderstood what they were saying in their original language.
Truth.
Like, if I'm not mistaken, like, in French, they call them gators, gators. But because they would put la in front of it, la gator, everybody in English-speaking countries was like, they're saying alligator. Okay, so our word for it is alligator now, right, guys?
That's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's true, but that's always what I was told. Or like, you ever watch The Sopranos?
I used to, yes, religiously.
I know Tony. That one of the characters would always talk about gabagool.
Yes.
Which is like cold cuts of like Italian meats. And that comes from the Italian word capicola.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but like, I guess when you say capicola really quickly with like...
gabagool.
It sounds like gabagool.
Wow, now see, we're learning something new every day. I just did. I'm going to pack that away.
I'm so glad.
I love gabagool.
Yeah, me too. Capicola.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we're going to have this segment. We will definitely have a Debonese, and we will have the Zen of Ren, for
indeed.
Sure. Yeah, you were going to hit the dinger, weren't
you? I was, but I realized I wasn't on the... Okay, hold on.
You want me to do it again? There we go.
Yeah, it's all right. We got to keep the brand alive.
And listen, if you have any questions or comments or have show suggestions... drop us an email and do that at the webpage, interwestconcepts.com, all one word, all lowercase, interwest, concepts with an S.com.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to hear from you.
Yes.
Good, bad, or indifferent, we don't care.
Yeah. Just not ugly. Just don't be ugly.
Yeah.
I'll take constructive criticism. It's
all the time. Mm-hmm. Every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yep. I love learning how I can grow.
All right, well, let's put our Cajun hats on and play another one, why don't we?
Yeah, let's go boogieing down in New Orleans with Lil Nathan and the Zydeco Big Timers, featuring Kevin Gates. Can't forget about Kevin Gates.
Oh, Kevin, go, Kevin.
Put your hands in the air if you go hard. Now put your drinks
go,
in the air.
Go, go.
If you go hard.
Go, 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 go.
If you had a trail ride, or you just in the color of,
that's what a head banger.
Or you banging this in your car, you gotta go hard. Now put your hands in the air.
Put them up.
If you go hard, put your drinks in the air.
Drink them up.
If you go hard, throw your sets in the air.
Throw them up.
If you go hard, now throw your money in the air.
Throw it up.
If you go hard,
check it out.
Tonight is the night.
Yes,
I'm about to go off.
I'll go off, man.
Full
better than Amsterdam.
True.
I ain't taking no loss.
I ain't taking no loss.
Feeling slapped in the cut, but my mind is still clever. Posted up in the middle. Man is whatever. Now put your hands in the air.
Put them up.
If you go hard, put your drinks in the air.
Drink them up.
If you go hard, blow your sets in the air.
Blow them up.
If you go hard, now blow your money in the air.
Blow it up.
If you go hard.
Brushing my white teeth, tapering white teeth. Kevin Gates, VIP, you don't gotta like me. And I'ma go harder than I ever. Money is whatever. Shorty say she really likes when I'm around. Around, cause I'm fly. Pull up in my ride, positive vibes going live. With a tool on my side, be suicide. And he who tries, don't be surprised. I'm in the sky, I mean, high. I mean, this dream that I've been achieving. And this fight I mix with lean. My pants are sagging and I'm leaning to the side. Why? Chick, I'm with, just grab my hand. Had to take a chance, so I had to dance. Half the man for the Amsterdam. Not a half a glass, I'ma have to pass. Can't go too hard, if I go too hard, this'll mean me land in the ambulance. No understatement, I'm going hard. It's at Kevin and underscore Gates Twitter. Follow me, handcuff your girl, no following. No, get upset when I kiss her neck. The intercept pass incomplete. Incomplete, yeah, incomplete. Quarterback, no option.
Lil Nate and Kevin Gates on the track.
Zari korona, zari ko pasale.
Yippee-yi-yo, yippee-yi-yi. Zari korona, zari ko pasale.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yippee-yi-yo, yippee-yi-yi. Zari korona, zari ko pasale.
Yippee-yi-yo, yippee-yi-yi. Zari korona, zari ko pasale.
When I say the hip hip, you say hooray. Hip hip, hooray. When I say the hip hip, hooray, you say hip hip, hooray.
All right, yeah. Woo! Hip pasa.
Zari korona, zari ko pasale.
Yippee-yi-yo, yippee-yi-yi. Zari korona, zari ko pasale.
When I say the hip hip, you say hooray. Hip hip.
hip, hip, you say hooray. Hip, hip, hooray. Sare corona, sare koi pasale. Yippee-yi-yo, yippee-yi-ye. Sare corona, sare koi pasale. When I say the hip hip, you say hooray. Hip hip, hooray. When I say the hip hip, hooray, you say hip hip, hooray. Zari corona, zari koi pasale. Yippee-yi-yo, yippee-yi-ye. Zari corona, zari koi pasale. When I say the hip hip, you say hooray. Hip hip, hooray. When I say the hip hip, you say hooray. Hip hip, hooray.
Yeah, pasale.
Zari corona, zari koi pasale. Yippee-yi-yo, yippee-yi-ye. Zari corona, zari koi pasale. When I say the hip hip, you say hooray. Hip hip, hooray. When I say the hip hip, you say hooray. Hip hip, hooray.
That was Step Rideau and the Zydeco. Wait, what was it? What were they called?
I don't know. You're looking
Step
at
Rideau and the Zydeco Outlaws.
Outlaws.
There you go.
I liked that song. I really did.
Me too.
You know, the word Zydeco. Oh, before I forget, this is the KSJE Sunday Morning Wake Up Call with my friend Ren.
And my buddy Dave.
And we're celebrating differences today. Zydeco is what we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
And the word Zydeco can refer to a couple of different things. To the music genre, to a dance style. There's the Zydeco dance style.
Oh, okay.
Or a special gathering at which the music is played.
All right.
So we're having a Zydeco.
We're having a Zydeco right now.
There you
Maybe
go.
We'll do a little Zydeco while listening to Zydeco.
<That's right. laughs>
I wonder what the dancing looks like.
Yeah. Well, I've seen it. I can't remember. You know, I enjoyed my entire time in Louisiana eating, crawfish. Man, I ate so much crawfish I could hardly walk. But gumbo, jambalaya, I mean.
The food is absolutely phenomenal.
Then the fishing is next to spectacular because I fished almost every weekend, almost every day when in the summertime.
Where would you fish? Out in the ocean or in the lake, rivers?
No, we were still a few miles from the ocean. We there was a Cane River Lake, went right through the middle. Red River did a natural change of course, and it used to go through there. That's where they brought the boats through to bring the slaves in and
out.
Oh,
goodness, yeah.
And so what they did was they dammed up each side of it, then filled it up. So there's Cane River Lake that's It's not very wide. I mean, it's not. I don't think it's a mile wide at any given point, but it's like 32 miles long or 23 miles long, something like that.
Goodness.
Yeah, so there was always great fishing right downtown, and then there was a place, a lake called Sibley Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Sibling Lake? I think it was Sibling Lake. And then there was, we used to go to a place, and I can't remember now the name of it. I'll think of it before we get out of here. But they had the big cypress trees and the moss hanging off the cypress trees, and the snakes would... You have to be real careful for the snakes because they would fall in the boat.
Oh, no.
The other thing you had to watch out for were red wasps. They had big wasp nests that they would do. And the idea, on if you're a good bass fisherman, you know to throw your bait right underneath, your lure, right underneath that wasp nest.
Uh-huh.
Because there's droppings from that nest and the bass.
It'll attract the bass.
Yeah, the bass are hanging around waiting for the stuff to drop out of that wasp nest. And you can always tell... If you're watching real close, you can always tell when one of the bass boats, one of the fishermen, hit that nest with their lure, because they were all bailing into the water.
Oh, no. Because
those red wasps would swarm. They were mean. They were mean.
They sound mean. Red wasps.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
They were mean, man.
Those swamplands, they can be dangerous, but beautiful.
They're absolutely gorgeous. And we used to do nighttime trout lining and yo-yo. A yo-yo is a line that has a hook on it, and when the fish bites it, it pulls it up.
Mm-hmm.
And we would do those, and we were in little John boats right through gators and everything. I mean, it was...
Living the dream.
Yeah. It was really awesome. Really, really was.
It's pretty cool. You ever see the movie I always think of the most when I hear Cajun and Louisiana is Princess and the Frog? You ever see Princess and the Frog?
For some reason, it sounds familiar, but...
It came out in, 2009? So it was probably like after, all your kids were grown or...
Right.
It's a Disney princess movie. So it's about a hardworking waitress in Louisiana named Tia, right? Yeah. And she wants to open up her own restaurant, but through some magical... interference and voodoo stuff, she gets turned into a frog. And so she has to find herself a prince to kiss so that she can turn herself back into a regular girl.
And so it's the opposite of the...
Well, I'm remembering it wrong because there's another prince who has been transformed into a frog and they team up together to find a princess for him to kiss. And I don't remember what... Yeah, it's been a little bit since I've seen it, but the visuals are there. I can see the beautiful flowers and the swampland and all the
dogwood trees,
the fireflies. It's a cute movie.
Yeah, is that where the saying comes? You got to kiss a few frogs before you find your prince. Is that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's from the original tale, the Frog Prince.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm mixing my
metaphors, but that's where that comes from.
Well, we got it somewhat covered.
Were there a lot of frogs in Louisiana?
Bullfrogs, and of course I ate frog legs and
oh my gosh,
all of it.
Yeah. Do they taste like chicken, like people say?
No, no, they're close, but no, it's not chicken. No,
okay.
It's a little maybe fishy chicken.
Maybe
a chicken that lived in the swamp?
Not the chicken of the sea, but the chicken of the swamp.
That's it. There you go.
Okay. All right.
No, they're not bad. They're good.
I respect it. I respect it.
It's like a good white meat on a piece of chicken. I'll put it that way.
I don't know if I could ever get myself to eat frog legs. Not out of disgust, but I'd feel too bad. I love frogs. They're so cute.
They are cute.
And you never know if one of them's a prince.
That's right. Well, kiss it before you butcher it.
Yeah, before you eat it. Oh, no.
All right. Well, we got covered up, David East. We need to do that now, or
we do. Now's about the time. We're running out of time.
Have I gabbed on too long?
Well, we were getting into the conversation, but that's okay. Do you have it ready?
I have it here somewhere. Let me just.
Okay.
Let
here.
Me just find
I'm,
it.
I'm gonna buy time for you.
Okay, buy some time.
So, this is me buying time for you, Dave.
I'm ready now.
Okay, I'm gonna play the thing.
Okay.
All right, time for the word of the day.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
The secret word is... I don't know if I can get this out. Lullaboy. 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 That's it.
Lullaboy.
Yep.
Okay.
An idea that keeps floating into your head and prevents you from Drifting Off to Sleep.
Ah, yes. So it's not quite a lullaby. Right. Because a lullaby would lull you to sleep.
That's right.
It's a lullaby. So it's right. Okay, I think I'm falling asleep. Oh my God, I still have to do my taxes.
There you go. Oh my God, did you have to bring that up?
Yes. This is your reminder that you have to do your taxes. All right. This final song. Oh, wait. And I have a Zen of Ren for us.
Yeah, we got it.
Prepare your mind, for now it is time for the Zen of Ren.
It is hard enough to remember my opinions without also remembering my reasons for them. Friedrich Nietzsche.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. I just like that because I relate to that so much. Somebody will be like, brings up an actor. And I'll be like, I hate them. Why? I don't know. I just
do.
I just remember I hate them. I can't also remember why.
I just have to say something. When that intro was playing, your face was so cute. You just...
Oh, thank you. I love that intro. Thank you so much for putting it together for me.
Yeah, it's very fitting for you, I think.
I appreciate it. All right. Well, we better get out of here. All right. Let's end this. Okay, I have to play this song because I think the title is kind of funny.
Okay.
It's by a lady named Rosie Ledet, or Leday, or however you want to say it. And it's, the translation is, you can eat my dust, but I guess the French word or the Creole word for dust is pousse. So you can eat my pousse. Have a great day, everybody. See you next week.
See you next week. Thanks, Rick.
That's it for now. Be watching Wake Up Call Facebook page for upcoming events and podcasts.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Want to be a guest or have a question? Drop David or Ren an email at thegeneralswakeupcall@gmail.com. I know he'd love to hear from you. Until next time.
Boom, it's done. Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.